For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. When kids think about making money, they generally think in terms of selling cookies or lemonade or mowing lawns. But there is one kid in Memphis who's been considering all the angles when it comes to building a strong foundation for a long-term business. WKNO's Pierre Kimsey talks to a preteen entrepreneur who is cornering the market on style.
I wasn't even planning to do a radio story, but all of a sudden this kid sticks a business card in my hand.
And how old are you?
I am 12 years old.
His name could either be a fashion signature or the moniker of an old school Southern traveling salesman.
Mosiah Pine Bridges.
His business? He designs and sells his own bow ties. In fact, the whole thing started by accident 3 years ago, right after his grandmother taught him how to sew.
Well, I saw my demand for going into business when I already made a tie and I was wearing it. And I was walking and I saw, somebody pulled me up and said, hey, where'd you get that bow tie? And I was like, it's not for sale. So then I told my mom about it, and she was like, maybe we should start a business. And that's how Mo's Bows was born.
It was really born before that, from his own fashion sense, which his mother, Tremika Morris, was able to spot at an early age.
I saw him dressing as early as 3 or 4 years old. I say, Mo, we're headed to the grocery store. We're headed to Granny's. Go and get dressed. He would come in completely dressed in a suit, three-piece suit and tie. And I'm thinking, it's just the grocery store. Where are you going? It's his church suit, but he wanted to wear it on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And I was fine with that.
For the first 2 years of his business, he was able to make his own bow ties at $6 to $10 each, sell them at $45 to $55 each, raking in a grand total of $55,000. The bow ties stand out because it's like an explosion of prints and pastels. That's his signature. Mo handpicks the fabric, and each bow tie is hand-sewn by his grandmother. His merchandise is sold in 11 different department stores in the South. He's even appeared in Oprah Magazine, Forbes Magazine, and The Steve Harvey Show. All this, and he has time to attend Freedom Prep School here in Memphis. So what has he learned from all this?
I learned that everything doesn't come easily. You have to take your time, and finally you will get there.
Spoken like somebody who can see the long game, which is what he demonstrated when he appeared on the ABC network show Shark Tank.
And yes, I'm planning to have my own clothing line by the time I'm 20.
20? Okay, good. 9 years. Why do you believe that you need an investor instead of growing the business steadily on your own and making all the profit for yourself?
Because I believe I am an MBT, the next big thing. And because I've been...
Oh, my goodness. Did you just say MBT, next big thing?
Yes.
In the end, he turned down 55 grand and chose instead to be mentored by one of the multimillionaires on the panel. Like I said, the long game. Even his marketing and public relations manager, Nicole Harris, sometimes forgets she's dealing with a kid.
He presents himself, honestly, better than many adults that I've seen.
As for Mo, he's got it all laid out. The business, the marketing, he even knows where he's going to school.
I want to be a fashion designer that goes to Parsons School of Design.
One of the best in the country, located in New York City. These days, he's selling to upscale stores like Oak Hall and hopes to reach out to Macy's and Dillard's. Mo can do anything, as his mom proudly told me, just as long as he remembers the protocol. He's the CEO of Mo's Bows.
And I'm the CEO of Mo.
For WKNO News, I'm Pierre Kimsey.